Good evening, happy Monday. Welcome to the Stephen Knight Show. We're going to try our best to make it a little bit better for you tonight. Tonight, we're breaking out all the hot topics everyone's talking about. We're talking about Teyana Taylor and Iman Shumpert. They announced their separation, but Teyana Taylor came to Iman's defense after rumors of infidelity came out. Then we talk about Drake and Halle Berry. He used her photo after asking if he could. She said no. He used it anyway, and she sounded out on it. Find out what she had to say, and who do you think was in the wrong? Then Diddy, you know, he has reassigned the publishing to the Bad Boy artist and writers. He said he's been working on this for over 2 years, but it really just hit because it takes a while to finalize. But find out what some artists are saying about it, and people are asking, is it a little too late, or did he do the right thing? Sexy Reg is explaining the most romantic thing someone has ever done for her. You'd be surprised to find out what that is. And then there's a 17-year-old student who is in ISS, in-school suspension, because he refused to cut off his locks. And that state where he lives, Texas, has the Crown Act. Find out what people are saying about it and what how his family is responding to it. Remind you of all social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and of course our official website is StephenKnightShow.com. Rather watch us, go to our YouTube channel, Stephen Knight Show. Listen, when we come back, the question of the day and hot topics right back after this.
Been somewhere, feels like everybody's watching you, and every little thing you do, every little way you move, something's not right. Could it be that I didn't fix my hair? Why would they even care about mine? I don't know why they keep looking my way. Who, what could it be? Why they staring at me? I wish they'd turn away. Maybe it's 'cause you're nice. Maybe it's 'cause you're beautiful. Maybe they're just too shy to let you know. It's 'cause you're glad. Look at your reflection, and don't worry about perfection. Love who's in the mirror and then hold her. You should know why they keep looking your way, and why they choose you again and again, and cannot turn away. Maybe it's 'cause you're not.
teacher and the DJ spinner. Got drink spiller and nobody tripping.
What's up? This is your girl, Angie Stone, and you're listening to The Stephen Knight Show. Keep it locked.
Welcome back to The Stephen Knight Show. Thank you for joining us tonight. We have a show full of the hottest topics everyone is talking about. I want to remind you all over social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, of course, our official website, thestephenknightshow.com. You can also check us out on TikTok and our YouTube channel, if you'd rather watch us. We have new merch there, so definitely check that out. Again, this is National Suicide Prevention Month, so if you are struggling or you know someone is struggling, please have them call or text 988. There's definitely resources there to help you. All right, family, how y'all feeling on this Monday?
Feels like a Monday.
It does. You know, usually I work from home on Mondays, but I had to go in today because we had this leadership thing this afternoon. Yeah. So it was a little bit of a struggle, but I pushed through. I pushed through.
Today was a Monday and it was raining, so it was a bit challenging.
Oh, y'all had rain, so we didn't have rain, thank God. Well, our question of the day is, in your opinion, what makes a job a good job? I ask you, Lania.
The hell if I know, because I ain't had one. So, because, you know, there's a difference between a job and a career.
Yeah.
So when you do what you love, it's not work. So right. What I do outside of the job is what I love.
Yeah.
I go to the job, I don't like it.
Yeah, I get that. What about you, TK? What makes a job a good job?
I guess your attitude toward it. I mean, if you're a positive nature, and you know you're not one to complain about your job, you know you don't have any qualms about going there, then I guess it's a good job. I was going to go into the whole pay and everything, but that doesn't necessarily make it a good job, because all money ain't good money.
Amen.
That's true. I think for me, I got this question because Barack Obama has a documentary on Netflix, and it talks about the different levels of work. Like they have like the, you know, low level employees. I hate to call them low level, but you know what I mean? More entry level. Then they had middle class. Then they had the CEO owner, but they also had that the person in between the middle class and the highest level. Gross. And it showed their different lifestyles and how they view what's important to them. You know, I work in staffing, so I kind of see that a lot. But for me, I think what makes a good job is one, you feel fulfilled, when you get paid, that you can survive. And two, that you can see a progression in your career. And like work-life balance is big. That's big. So between us, let us know. In your opinion, what makes a job a good job? Stephen Knight Show, SHO. All right, well, Teyana Taylor and Iman Sherbert shattered hearts this past weekend when the singer confirmed their rumored separation. So apparently, Iman, he was spotted. Or there was some allegation with him and the artist on his label. She was videoed wearing his chain, and people, it sparked infidelity allegations. She said it wasn't that serious and it was her chain. But of course, you know how the internet is. Well, and so rumors started swirling that he was cheating on Teyana Taylor. Teyana took to Instagram to confirm they were separated, but also to clap back on the infidelity rumors. She said, I, not too much on my bestie. In all fairness, Iman and I are separated and have been for a while. To be 100% clear, infidelity ain't one of the reasons for our departure. We are still the best of friends, great business partners, and partners and one hell of a team when it comes to co-parenting our two beautiful children. Most importantly, we are family. In the 10 years and 7 years married, we ain't never played with or about that. Then she said, we kept y'all asses out the group chat, which is one of the reasons why we were able to successfully and peacefully separate without all the outside noise. The only reason why I'm even sharing this part of the chat is because the narratives are getting a little out of hand and it's unfair to all parties involved. I hope this provides some clarity for y'all. Okay, Ante, taking y'all back out the chat. Now, Iman hasn't spoken on the rumored infidelity or the separation, but this post that Tiana posted received over a million likes and over 23,000 comments with reactions pouring in from both fans and celebrities. Kiki Palmer, who we discussed last week, she had the issue with Darius, her son's father. She wrote, with grace and class, God bless you and your beautiful family, and other people comment. I was very shocked when I heard this because that's one of those families you were just rooting for. But Chike, what are your thoughts when you found out that they were separated, but that they are still like this? They're still, you know, they're handling it their way in a positive way.
I will be honest and say that this is breaking news from the Stephen Knight Show for me. I didn't know until you just said it. Mm. I am kind of not surprised. Just simply because they're both young, they're both ambitious, both their careers are taking off. This is new territory. You know, as a family, they're growing really quickly.
Yeah.
And I can see where that could put a strain on a relationship. Mm-hmm. The demands of, you know, your success. I can see that.
Yeah.
I think that they have a very unique bond, and I think they'll be okay. I think they've done the work, I guess, with each other. And they're good with each other. Kind of sort of like Demi Moore, Bruce Willis. They worked things out a long time ago. They have a great relationship.
Absolutely.
So I picture them to be the same.
What are your thoughts, Lania?
I love both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I absolutely appreciate the fact that, you know, even though she didn't have to, it's a shame when you want to do something in private, but, you know, the powers that be on social media just feel like they have to, you know, just get all up in people's business. And if I'm wrong, you know, when artists sign with labels, depending on the label, but I've seen it with mostly Black artists, that label sometimes gives them mostly jewelry, I feel like, all the time, some sort of a chain to represent that particular label. Now, when this video came out, you didn't see Iman Shumpert nowhere. Mm-hmm. All you had was assumptions from the, y'all can hear his voice. You couldn't hear jack shit.
Yeah.
Oh, you see his chain. That he can't be the only person with that chain.
Right.
Like, just that whole narrative that just started like wildfire from somebody who obviously doesn't have a life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for her to come out the way that she did, not that she had to. And I saw in the comments, one lady was like, well, if y'all would have came out in the beginning, it wouldn't have got this big. Please.
Right.
I don't understand why these people feel like y'all entitled to know people's business.
Yeah.
Because you're not. You're not entitled to know people's business.
Right.
They freely give it to you, like when they post, but you're not entitled to know people's business.
Yeah.
That's why I hate group chats.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I was sad to see this happen because I'm a fan of both of theirs, and their family have a very beautiful family, you know, but I'm glad that they did it their way, and they were able to handle it before it hit the media and the blogs. And that apparently they're handled well. I like the way she did protect him because it was like he was like the cheater. He was doing all this. Mm-hmm. Like, no, Y'all really don't know what you're talking about, you know, but I like how she protected him. It shows her love. We wish him all the best. Well, on the heels of Drake utilizing the photo of Halle Berry to promote a track without her consent, the actress is explaining her gripe and pushing back against those who are taking the side. The matter all began once Drake unveiled a promotional photo of his Slime You Out single, which dropped this past Friday. The single arrived ahead of his For All the Dogs album, which will arrive October 6th. The image of Halle is specifically from the 2012 Nickelodeon Kids Choice Awards, and it featured her getting slimed on the channel's iconic green substance. Following Drake's upload, Halle came through with a post on her own, which read, "Sometimes you have to be the bigger guy, even if you're a woman." Down in the comment section, she confirmed that Drake didn't get her permission to use the image, which she called not cool. After noting that she thought better of him, she confirmed that her post was about Drake. "Hence my post. When people you admire disappoint you, you have to be the bigger person and move on." Now, as buzz about the situation grew, Halle responded to fans and further explained her issue with Drake and the Drake matter. While some pointed out that Getty Images lets people purchase rights to use a photo, Halle said that her gripe lies with Drake asking for her permission and allegedly disregarding the answer. She said, "He asked me, I said no. Why ask if you intend to do what you're going to do anyway?" She said, "That's a FU to me. Not cool." The actress went on to say that it's about principles and integrity before confirming, "I didn't like the image of slime all over my face associated with the song, and he chose to do it anyway." Nonetheless, she doesn't intend on suing them, but instead she wants women to get the respect they deserve. Now, while it was clearly on and popping on Instagram, the discourage naturally carried on to X, formerly known as Twitter. So apparently fans were saying they were taking Drake's side, saying that she's pissed that he gave her free clout. Now, people who were in Halle's defense, which were primarily Black women, said that the Oscar winning best actress, the only Black best actress, doesn't need free clout. So, Lania, was Drake wrong here?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You asked her, and she said no. Why can't you just respect that? I get it, you know, images are all over, but mm-hmm. like she said, what was the purpose in asking me if you were just going to do what you were going to do? You know what I mean? Like, I don't like the picture. It's not flattering. I know that it's out there. First of all, thank you for asking me.
Right.
And I say no, and you go use it anyway. I haven't even heard the song, so obviously the song must be work. You know what I mean? So it's Halle Berry, and she don't need Drake for clout.
No.
Let's clarify that. It's Berry. She been around way before when he was Degrassi, whoever.
Mm-hmm.
So she don't need him for clout. But go off then, y'all. Go ahead.
You're still very, very relevant. Very, very relevant. GK, what are your thoughts on this? Drake wrong? And was Halle...
I'm coming in on the clout part. I want to come in on the clout part. Because if anything, the reason that he wanted to use her picture was the clout.
Yeah. Yep.
She gave him the clout. Because he had to go to her to ask permission.
Mm-hmm.
She said no. He was being disrespectful.
Right.
That is an Oscar award-winning actress.
Yeah.
You respect her.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mr. Drake, I think that you need to go out and buy a nice, shiny, pretty Bentley coupe, put it in a bow, leave it at her house, keep it moving.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Like she said, why ask if you're going to do what you want to do anyway? And I like that she did clarify why she didn't like that picture for the song. She didn't like slime on her face associated with the song.
So if you really think about it now, Steven, right? The same reason that the actors and actresses are picketing is for this very reason.
Yep. Yeah.
Someone taking your images and doing what they want to do because they feel like it.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true. Make it up to her, Drizzy. All right, well, Diddy's opening about his decision to return publishing rights to Bad Boy artists and writers. Now, The Shade Room previously reported that the 53-year-old music mogul has been previously accused of stealing money from artists and conducting bad business. Additionally, Diddy has consistently denied those allegations. Now, the father of seven sat down for an exclusive interview with Billboard, published last Wednesday. During the beginning of the interview, the music mogul detailed his decision to reassign publishing rights to the whole Bad Boy catalog. According to BBC, Diddy launched the record label in 1993. Additionally, it consisted of artists such as Notorious B.I.G., Faith Evans, Mace, 112, and more. Diddy explained that he initially decided to reassign the publishing to Bad Boy artists and writers in May or June of 2021. But it took longer. The reason why it just came out because it took a while to finalize everything. He explained that at the time he was getting major offers for the catalog. However, he was in a position where he felt he had to step back and look in the mirror. Now, the 53-year-old explained that we live in a time where things are consistently evolving. Additionally, he felt that if he wanted to truly stand by a message of reform, he had to show and prove it. He said, we live in a time where things are constantly evolving and it has been about reform for me. It was me looking at ways I could reform things as a person and that's been asking for change. Diddy also explained that he believed that it was the right and obvious thing to do. Additionally, he shared that he's evolved as a businessman and now thinks it's important to pick purpose over profit. But if you remember, Mace called Diddy out via Instagram in 2020. In the post, he accused Diddy of holding his publishing from 24 years ago while only giving him $20,000 cut. Additionally, Mace accused the music mogul of robbing him and tarnishing his name. Now, in 2020, Diddy addressed Mace's allegations, vehemently denying them. He said, he's pretty much saying that since Mace's money was running out, that's why he was looking for someone to blame. But he was asked about, you know, where he stands with Mace today. And he said that everything is cool and good now. You know, we're brothers and brothers fight. I love him and that's it. But I have seen a few artists from Bad Boy speak out against this and saying that they're not making nearly as much money they would have made back in the day when the songs were hot. Like when people wanted to sample them and things like that. And that really it's just pennies that they'll be making in some of these records because, again, they're not in their heyday. But do you think ultimately Diddy did the right thing or do you think it's a little too late, Chica?
I guess any time is a good time to give someone their stuff back.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say what the alleged rumor is. The alleged rumor is that he is kind of using this for publicity because he's trying to do some major deal somewhere else with another brand he's trying to be the face of. And, you know, this is a way for him to, you know, still shows that he has some kind of star power, some appeal, some buzz, you know, click worthy, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Large Day of Dandy Kane, she was at an interview and she said that the paperwork she received said that they can't speak negatively of Diddy or his mother or Bad Boy. And pretty much they need to just, they have to stay away. They have to stay away unless.
So basically it's a gag order.
Mm-hmm. That's what she was saying, yeah. Wow. But Lanier, what are your thoughts on this? Is it a little too late or do you think he did the right thing?
As Brother Chike Evans said, I mean, it's never too late for someone to get what's theirs, and that triggered me, you know, because I want what's mine.
Yeah.
Little letters. But I'm going to say this. Diddy has made his money 10 times over.
Yeah.
For the length of time that he's had these publishings. And to give them back now, you know, are you atoning? I don't know. Could it be just for some form of showing face for something else, as Chike mentioned, that might be going on allegedly?
Yeah.
Could be. And yeah, this whole, that Audrey O'Day, now, I really don't care for her because she do too much of this. But she don't have no receipts. So you just do a lot of this. Mm-hmm. So what was you doing? Obviously, you got money from somewhere with all that work you got done. So you worried about an NDA and them giving you some money? Like, you got all this work done. I mean, so because she was trying to bring, I think, you know, her group members in, like, well, listen, I'll pay you what they said they were going to pay you if we band together. Mm-hmm. Girl, them girls don't take money. They ain't trying to band with you. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is. So.
Yeah. I think it's never too long to right or wrong, but I think in this situation, damn you do, damn you don't, because that's still something that was, that's something that's followed him through the bad boy years, you know, and now he's trying to right the wrong, but there's always a reason for something, right? Well, I didn't want to do this next story, but I've seen it everywhere. So Sexy Red is gracing fans with some of her wisdom as she's taking a moment to finally recount the most romantic thing someone has ever done for her. Now, the St. Louis-bred rap artist answered may surprise you. The rapper spoke on the subject during a sit-down with Montreality, sharing that her first boyfriend claims the honor. Shit, the most romantic thing someone did for me was my first boyfriend. I was in high school and he was a little bit older than me. As for what the older ex-boo did to accomplish this feature, Sexy Red revealed that he robbed someone and gave her the money and gave her the belt that he stole. She said, it was Valentine's Day, I'll never forget. He robbed someone and gave me the money and gave me the belt he stole. Rather than finding it the act off-putting, though, she recalled being overwhelmed with gratitude as it was the first time someone hit the lick for her. She said, I was like, oh, so sweet. Thank you. Because no one ever did anything for me like that. He stole it from me. Sexy Red also said she appreciated that he took the initiative, which was nice. I know he didn't have it. So the fact that he made a way and you did what you had to do was nice. She wrapped up her commentary on the subject by laughing, acknowledging that it was only $13, but it was nice. And the fake Gucci belt. But it was so, oh, he's so sweet. The nicest thing someone's done for you, stole someone and gave you the $13 they stole and the fake Gucci belt. Lanier, ghetto superstar. What are your thoughts?
Lord Jesus. Listen, Stephen, I absolutely, positively, wholeheartedly defer to Chike Evans. I refuse to participate in foolishness. That's it.
Chike, do you think because, you know, she has this image, this hood chick image or ratchet chick image, do you think that she's just feeding the stereotype deliberately, like an image, or do you think that she's telling a true story?
Okay. I could laugh through this whole segment, but I'm not going to do it because it is so buffoonery. All right. I'm going to get serious. Yeah. These are the people that the youth are going to go buy tickets to go see. These are the new posters that are on the wall. These are the people's videos that they watch incessantly. These are the new idols of the youth. What the hell? What the hell? So you're ecstatic and elated because your boyfriend went out here and performed armed robbery to bring you back some trinkets, the spoils of his takings for your birthday, and you're okay with that. Possible harm could have happened to a family.
Valentine's Day.
Oh, for love. Yeah. Okay. For love.
Yeah.
And you're okay with the fact that he victimized people to satisfy you. No one sees nothing wrong with that.
Right.
This is the same girl.
Who is her manager? Like, who's her handlers? Who lets her talk?
Have you seen her?
I've seen it.
Wait. But isn't that the one she be like, my boom, 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 and my booty hole brown? Ain't that's her? That's her, right?
Yeah. She has that ski. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Listen. She considers herself an artist. You can create whatever art you want. But you're out here confirming a crime,
right,
where someone was victimized for your pleasure. Mm-hmm. That's twisted, sis. That's not cool. That's not cool at all.
Yeah.
For example, hold on. Let me. I just want to throw something out there, Tara. You do a show, they pay you in cash that night. When you get behind the club, you get stuck up because somebody wants to get their girl a brand new house. So they took your spoils for that night. Is that cool if it's for love? Think about it.
Of course not.
And there was just a shooting at one of her video shoots recently. I think someone got killed. Yeah.
I don't know when the last time, Steven, you're a musician, when was the last time you've been on a video set, right? It's fun. It's not that.
It's a good experience.
Why? Why is someone getting shot? Right.
Why do you even have, you know, but she falls in line with what they're putting out there. Plus, what's the chick? Glorilla? Is that her name?
Glorilla, yeah.
She says something to the effect when you in your 20s, y'all need to stay tight. Yeah. We got to stay toxic we got to stay toxic. You know what I mean? Yeah. We like him that. What?
Right.
Who wants to be toxic? Who wants to be toxic?
It's power in the tongue. And if that's what you're saying, toxicity is poison. It means death. So you might not make it out of your 20s. Stop stinking thinking. Right. Get your mind right.
All right. Well, when 17-year-old Daryl George styled his locks in a ponytail, he didn't anticipate his high school would suspend him. But that's precisely what happened at Barbers Hill High School in Mont Belvieu, Texas. Now Daryl's family has hired an attorney as they consider legal action against the school, per CNN. Now, Daryl's a junior at the school, received disciplinary notes and in-school suspension because his locks draped past a certain length. The school official reportedly told the teen his hairstyle violated the Barbara Hills Independent School District's dress and grooming code. The same official also reprimanded him for wearing frayed jeans. Daryl's mother, Darisha George, says that her son was allowed to change his pants but wasn't afforded the same with his hair. When he refused to buzz away his locks, he was given an in-school suspension. Per CNN, the code prohibits male students' hair from extending below the eyebrows or below the earlobes. The policy also forbids male students' hair from extending below the top of a t-shirt collar or having any hairstyle that would allow that. As of September 8th, Daryl got an additional 5-day suspension because his hair length. His mother says the teen is frustrated by the situation. So he's very anxious and very aggravated right now because he keeps getting punished for something that's irrelevant to his education. And the punishment will likely continue if George doesn't shave his locks before the end of the week. According to CNN, the teen's mother, George faces attending a disciplinary alternative education program, also known as alternative school. As for chopping his hair, the teen's mother said he will not. Instead, she's hoping the school's policy will change, particularly for Black children and their hair. She said, "I want to see their policy change and stop discriminatory against Black kids. I want to see my son out of ISS. I don't want any other child that's coming behind my son to go through this again." Now, this incident marks the second time the public has heard of Barbara Hills Independent School District restricting a Black student's access to their education due to their locks. If you remember, in January 2020, school officials suspended DeAndre Arnold due to the length of his locks. At the time, the student was told that he wouldn't be allowed to walk at graduation without cutting his hair. The superintendent at the time, Greg Poole, denied that the suspension was about race or locks. Instead, he claimed it was dress code tradition. He pretty much said it's something they've had for 30 years. Eventually, Arnold transferred schools and graduated elsewhere after the district voted not to adjust the policy. This story got the national media coverage and helped inspire the movement behind the Crown Act, meaning creating a respectful and open world for natural hair. In May of 2023, Texas Governor George Abbott, surprised me by this, he signed that bill into law providing hair-based discrimination in the state school housing and workplace policies. Though California was the first state to pass the act in 2019, the measure exists in more than 20 states. In Texas, the Crown Act went into effect September 1st. A district spokesperson told KTRK their hair length rule doesn't conflict with the act, but an attorney for George family says that the district's policy singles out Black students. It says, it leads you to believe that it's okay even when let down, long hair is not allowed, even if it's locked and put in a neat manner. So basically, you have to cut your locks, you have to cut your braids. I heard this morning, and I thought, in 2023, Chica, you have locks. What are your thoughts on this?
So I keep saying this running joke. Linnea's heard me say it a couple of times, and it's funny, but it's not funny. But I joke around about us possibly sliding back into slavery. Slowly but surely, you see things digressing.
Mm-hmm.
And part of it is that there is no severe pushback. But the other part of it is people don't go to meetings. They don't vote for the small elections. These are how we slowly but surely lose our rights. The school board election, you need to go to that. If you don't go, yeah. If you don't go, you don't participate, that's the first line of defense. It starts with the schools. You start losing the schools, then you start losing the county, the city, so on and so forth. But you have to participate. You have to stand up for your rights. Or the other alternative is stop trying to fit your square peg in the circle. If you don't fit in the establishment, go to one where you do. Then you wouldn't have these fights. Yeah. Because now you have to put your child through a fight for civil rights, and your child might not be ready for that fight because mm-hmm. your adult mind is ready to tackle it. Who says the child wants to go through that? He has to go to school every day. Right. He has to be there amongst that. And why would you want your child in an establishment where they're doing everything in their power to keep them out? I'm not going to entrust my child to be in a space where they aren't safe. Not doing it.
Yeah. I agree. Linnea?
It's something to be said, you know, for this. And the only thing that I can equate it to is me being a Black woman who's an actress and the issues that we have with hair and makeup
mm-hmm.
when it comes to being on set and how it's a fight. Because let's just keep it real. A majority of the white makeup artists and hairstylists do not know how to properly take care of Black hair and Black skin.
Mm-hmm.
I remember a long time ago, I went to a shoot and it was a white makeup artist and that girl had me look like Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
I am of a caramel complexion. And all of this, you would have thought somebody scared me or something.
Ghostface Killer.
I was casket ready.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, to the effect that our children have to deal with this, and like Chike said, I would not want to have my child in a space that does not want him, especially when it's something that's growing out of you. It's a part of you. So yeah. You want him to cut his hair to satisfy you for what?
Right.
Like, you know, I will snatch this wig off right now, but I'm not going to do it. It's frustrating.
Yeah.
It's so frustrating, but Chike is right. We're not going to the meetings, these school board meetings. You know what they do in these school board meetings? They make decisions about your mm-hmm. children. Mm-hmm. They make decisions about your children. How much money do you listen? I remember when I was in school, and probably for you guys too, we had home economics, wood shop. We learned all kinds of things, sports, everything. a lot of these schools don't even have that anymore. Yeah. That's why these kids don't even know the basics of certain things. They don't even have that. So you're not teaching them to be self-sufficient so they can be good as they become older and turn into adults. It's so frustrating, but I'm more frustrated with the parents who don't really fight for their children before it gets this far.
Exactly.
Because you had to sign that code of conduct. You had to sign something in the beginning but you didn't read it.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't read it. You just signed it. They don't want us in their spaces. And we're fighting to get in their spaces and they don't want us. And then our children suffer because we think that we're putting our children in a better position. And they're going through hell every day. He getting in school suspension for some hair.
Right. And then the former superintendent using the excuse that it's been like this for 30 years. There are a lot of things that happened 30 years ago that you can't get away with now. You know what I mean? It's time to update some policies. It's time to look at what's really going on. You know, things have changed drastically in 30 years. Mm. I hope that this student has a chance. I know my mother, she worked in education for 30 plus years. And I remember when we were coming up in school, she made sure she was at every PTA, every parent teacher, because she said, I want them to see my black face.
That's right.
And know that your parents are involved.
That's right.
So parents, look out for your kids. You have to be their advocate. But before we go, want to send our thoughts and prayers, rest in peace to Irish, crying said of the trio, 702. She passed away. She had health issues over a long period of time, and she succumbed to those over the weekend. So our thoughts and prayers are definitely with them. Mila's been on our show before, so we're sending our love, our thoughts. And I want to thank Lenita. You had something to say? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I do. I haven't posted about it. Chike knows about it, but my film was accepted into the Princess George's Film Festival.
Congratulations.
Chike knows what I'm going through right now, but it was accepted in the festival. I just wanted to put that out there. So
yeah,
the festival, it's the same festival that, you know, I had the honor of being a part of one of the panels last year. So, so I definitely appreciate, you know, them accepting Providence into the festival.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Well, thank you for Hot Topics, Chike. I will see you in movie reviews, and we will be right back after this.
What does it profit a man to gain the world?
thinking no one knows who we really are. God sees our hearts, gives us all the words to ease our pain in BIBLE. What does it profit?
Wants to feel like a woman. She wants to feel her inner champion. She wants to feel her worth. Born with a nurturing hand, always thinking of a master plan to build someone else up. It's the soul of a woman. It's the soul of a woman. It's the soul of a woman. A woman. A woman. Every woman is living with a sixth sense. She's not common, she's got a special lens. Her intuition is razor sharp. To stand strong, so you can have someone you can lean on, help you carry on, help you hold on in good times and in bad. It's the soul of a woman. It's the soul of a woman. It's the soul of a woman. A woman. A woman. There's no she can't climb, no. She's ascending as we speak. It's just a matter of time. There's no problem she can't solve. She's got a strength, a level head, self-respect most of all. It's the soul of a woman.
Welcome back to the Stephen A. Show. Adam, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling great, Stephen. How are you all?
Great, great, great. How's the weather in D.C.?
Oh, you know, we're getting into the fall, so it's like mid to high 70s today, so it's been nice. I'm supposed to get back into the 80s later this week, so it's just like a taste of fall, but still good.
Yeah, it was 74 at lunch today. I was like, I love it. I love it.
Did you eat outside?
No, I was so busy. I barely had a chance to eat, but, but yeah. Well, I'll let y'all take it away with movie reviews.
Yeah, sure thing. So I saw this weekend a movie called A Million Miles Away. And this is a latest release by Amazon Studios. So if you have a Prime account, you can watch it. But it's a biopic that follows the story of Jose Hernandez. And he's an individual that becomes the first migrant worker to go to space. So this story starts with him growing up in the late 60s, being a migrant worker. He's born in Southern California, but his parents are from Mexico, and they come every season. They go pick the fruit. You know, they're doing all the things that migrant workers do, migrant farmers do, to kind of, you know, supply the rest of the country with the food they need. And as he's growing up, he sees the moon landing, and he decides that he wants to become an astronaut. So throughout this film, we flash back to a series of times where he gets his first engineering job at Livermore in California, and the process of him applying to the NASA space program 11 times and getting rejected. And along the way, he gets married, and you get to learn kind of the story of him and his wife and, you know, the struggles they went through. But in the end, this is a story of perseverance, and he gets into the program, and he actually achieves his mission after several decades of being an astronaut and going into space. And it is it stars Michael Peña, and it was really good. So, you know, it's an uplifting movie. It's a good story. It's one of those biopics that don't put too much flashiness in it. You're getting kind of key moments in his life, and sometimes they're not super exciting, but they're very monumental parts. You know, his wife is very supportive. They have 5 kids. And throughout the whole time, they're, you know, focusing on this mission. And he learns, you know, even late in life, that these other applicants are pilots. So he takes pilot lessons. These other applicants are scuba divers. He takes scuba diving lessons. He doesn't give up on his dream of finally achieving this goal of becoming an astronaut. And even later in the movie, we get a portion of the film where he's training to be in one of the future space flights. And then the Columbia disaster happens, where everyone aboard that space shuttle died upon coming back to Earth. So the space shuttle program is kind of postponed for several years. But again, he keeps up that perseverance. He keeps with the program. And in the end, he gets there. So overall, it's a great movie. I thought it was really a fun watch. If you're looking for those kind of uplifting movies, this is one to check out. And again, if you're on Amazon Prime, you have it. And a good kickoff to Hispanic Heritage Month as well. So, yeah, worth checking out.
That's the only thing you saw?
That's the only thing I saw. And what I realized last week, and I don't know if we want to rehash movies of the summer, but, you know, I talked about Barbie and Oppenheimer. Did either of y'all see that? Did you have any thoughts? Did you think it was good? Did you kind of just say, I'm going to wait till later, or not fall into the hype?
I was going to wait till later. But okay. I've heard great things about Oppenheimer. And I can also say this. I've heard people talk about that film that I would never suspect that would go see that film.
Mm-hmm.
So it's getting buzz enough for people to flock to it, to check it out.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they're both still worth checking out. So if y'all haven't seen it yet, I think Barbie's on streaming right now if you want to rent it. You know, it's and I'm sure Oppenheimer will be there soon enough. Yeah, definitely good movies of the summer. But yeah, that's all I had a chance to get to.
Okay. So Saturday, I had the opportunity to go to New York City and to a red carpet premiere for Queen of Knives film. It's the follow-up to the King of Knives film, brought to us by Mr. Gene Pope. I think we had Mr. Gene Pope on the show to talk about King of Knives. So it's a sequel, basically following up with King of Knives. Spoiler alert, because I'm going to talk about the movie a little bit. King of Knives is basically a story about a family trying to survive after a tragedy, also in the midst of a husband and wife in the middle of a middle-age crisis. So there's a lot going on. It's a lot of emotion, a lot of drama happening in the first movie. The first movie takes its course. The second movie picks up with some time after the first movie ends. And these are dark comedies, so it's a lot of funny moments in it, to the point that when they get to a part in the film, when they rehash the tragedy, you forget that the tragedy was there, and it kind of grabbed you by your throat. So I thought that was a very, very good, I guess, twist in the story to bring you back to remember this, like remember this part, and it really connects to the first film beautifully. Film stars Mel Harris, Jean Pope, Justin Sams, Roxy Pope, and I'll say this, I had wrote this down because it's something I thought about the film. I think it's a meaningful testament to aging with maturity and truth. So definitely check that out.
Interesting.
Google it, find out where it's playing. I think it's still, if the Soho Film Festival is still going on, it should still be in the rotation there. And that's in Soho, New York.
Nice.
So I went against what I normally would do, and I watched Fast X because I'm not really into that franchise at all. But I said, you know, I haven't really watched except for the first one. And then I decided not my type of film. And so I kind of left it alone, but they keep making movies. So obviously people are loving them because they keep making them. So I'm like, okay, let me check this out. What is so great about this film? And I like Jason Momoa. So I was like, okay, let me check him out. First of all, I made a list of the celebrities. I'm not going to rattle off their names, but 10 big name celebrities in one movie. Now, I know that the movie is going to make money because it's one of those films. But because it's one of those films is why I'm not a fan. It's like all the cliche stuff happens in the film. You know, the obligatory happy ending, or because it's a franchise, there is no ending because they leave you on the cliff because they can make another film. I get the crash em up, explosion, bang em, speed. That is all excellent. That's the exciting part. But then when it gets to the other stuff, it's so hokey to me. I just can't absorb it. And no diss to any of the like Fast and the Furious franchise fans. That's no digs at you. It's just not my type of film.
Yeah.
It's not something that I'm going to go out and watch. Yeah. So, I mean, glad that they're still making films and you still want to go and see it. But it's just, I tried. I can't. Sorry. But Steven, the morning show is back. Are you watching?
I sure did. The first two episodes. Love it.
Listen, I didn't know that they were spoon feeding us. So I thought that I could sit down and just watch. And it went through the first one and I got through the second one. I went and made some popcorn and I sat down for the third one. And it was like,
oh no.
I was like, always,
they give you two initially and then it's one each week.
They're killing me. That's annoying.
It's good though.
It's so great. Adam, do you watch?
I don't have Apple.
Oh. I got it just for this show.
That's awesome. Yeah. I heard it was bad at first and then it got better, right? Is that
what
they
said? It was never bad. No.
It was always good.
This is the Jennifer Aniston show, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it was getting bad reviews on the first like 3 or 4 episodes.
Oh, no.
And that picked up. I mean,
I don't know where. That show's always
good. I know. Steven, your reviews are iffy. Chike, though, if you like it, though, I'll take your word for it.
How do we get renewed for 3 seasons?
Yeah, man. Apple desperate to have anyone watch their
show. This show is good. It is good.
So, right. So I'll say this to you, Adam. That whole thing that was going on with the Good Morning America situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have played out and has played out on The Morning Show.
Yeah.
And so you kind of, I kind of understand that scenario better after seeing the show because they kind of follow what actually happens in situations like that with network news.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to age myself, but I'm kind of too young for the Good Morning America crowd, so I don't watch that.
No, but you knew what happened with Matt Lauer. But the thing is, I remember when they were promoting the first season, they were on CBS Mornings, and Gail said, "You can tell y'all have done some research because y'all have a lot down pat on how a morning show is run." I mean, It is good.
I'll check it out one day.
And it just shows you how cutthroat the music industry, I mean, the news industry is with those anchors and whatnot. Who's going to get the job? Who's going to get the evening show? Who's going to get this? Who's going to be, contracts going to be renewed?
What it showed me also, too, is how expendable people are.
Yes. Yes. It's good, Adam. I'm telling
you. All right. I know John Hamm is in this season, and I like John Hamm, so maybe I'll just start on season 3.
No, you need to start from the beginning so you know what happens.
It's too many episodes. No, also, I don't have Apple.
You can start on season 3 because all it's going to make you do is go back to the beginning.
All right, because you're going to be lost.
I doubt that, but we'll see.
Yeah. It's good.
Okay. I'll believe you. Viewers, let us know if you agree with me or Stephen.
The ratings speak for itself.
I mean, I don't know. It's got 63% on audience score on Rotten Tomatoes and regular score on Rotten Tomatoes. So I'm just saying what the audience says. I will give it. Look, I'm going to get Apple one day and I'm going to watch. What's the show with Adam Scott last year where they work at that office and it's like a memory thing. That's the top of my list. You know what I'm talking about, Chica. It's like one of the best shows
I can't think of it right now.
Yeah, that's the top of my list, and I'll probably finish the one with the soccer coach too. Man, I can't remember any of these shows.
See, my only gripe with Apple is I wish they would get more content. They need more stuff. Yeah,
I do want to see Foundation also. That I heard was good.
Yeah. I don't have anything else.
Okay. Well, morning show. Big Brother. Oh my gosh. I watched last night's episode today. One of my friends was texting me. Oh my gosh. I said, don't tell me nothing. We know not to give spoilers. We don't always watch the same time. It was great. Great. But I did watch a series. It's a kind of documentary series by Barack Obama on Netflix called Working What We Do All Day. And I was talking about this earlier in Hot Topics, but it explores the different levels of like people's work, like coming to lower level positions, middle class, in between middle class and the wealthy, and just how each person views their, and because it talks about what makes a good job. That's more the question today. What determines if you have a good job? And just, I mean, you really get to see the stress level and the challenges that each group faces. And it's eye opening. And, you know, Adam, we work in staffing, so we kind of see a little bit of that, but this just shows it from a personal standpoint of, because I think they all work for the same company, but it's just showing the different levels of their employment. Mm. But it's really good. I think it's 6 episodes, but it's not really long, but it was good. Ms. Parker actually told me about it, so it made me want to watch it. But I watched that. And there's one more thing. Big Brother. Yeah, that might be it. Okay. But yeah, there's a lot of good stuff out there. Big Brother.
Nice. Yeah.
What's coming out of the pipeline?
You know, and this is Chike's season because there's a lot of horror movies, I feel like, on the list of up and coming, but nothing, you know, I still want to see Haunting in Venice, but that's it. There's another Expendables movie coming out. Speaking of movies that seem to make money and they keep making them, I don't know why we want to see a bunch of geriatrics doing action movies when can see the fast crowd instead. I mean, no disrespect, but if I'm going to watch action, I'll watch the fast movies or Mission Impossible. But there's another Expendables coming out. That's not on my list, though.
I guess like the diehard fans of all those figures, you know, will follow them, you know, in the Expendables. I guess Fast X or Fast and the Furious is the other generation's Expendables. Yes. And so both the franchises will continue to move on into time.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, one will stop because they age out of it, but yeah.
Or will they?
That's true. Sylvester Stallone seems like he'll live forever.
Oh, yeah. He ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
So, yes, it is horror season. I haven't found another horror film that actually called out to me yet, but I did speak last week about The Voyage to Demeter. Mm-hmm. That one was really, really good. So hopefully I can find something else that's, you know, will grab my attention and make me want to see it.
Nice.
Not yet.
You know, Christmas is around the corner. Favorite time of year.
Oh, yeah. They're getting those movies ready for you, Steven.
People already talk about Christmas. I'm like, wow, Christmas is around the corner.
Can we get to Thanksgiving first?
I know. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Yeah. True.
Well, listen, guys, thank you so much for letting us know what to spend our time, money on, whatnot. Have a great week, and we'll be right back after this.
Thanks.
Hey, everybody, it's Charles Jenkins, and you're listening to The Stephen Knight Show.
Welcome back to The Stephen Knight Show. Now it's time to highlight our Black-owned business. Tonight, we're highlighting Cheesecake. Cheesecake specializes in turning your favorite desserts into amazing cheesecake flavors, including pecan praline, salted caramel, banana pudding, and for those, indulgent treat. It started with Sean Brown's grandmother's sweet potato cheesecake and her secrets to its successful baking and turned into a gourmet cheesecake boutique, selling a variety of personal sized cheesecakes. Again, this is called Cheesecake. Go to the bio of this video. There's a link to where you can learn more and hopefully buy some. I want to thank you for tuning in tonight. Hope you have a great week and we'll see you again next Monday. Good night.
Everything's gonna be alright. And when we get there, I'ma see a pretty, pretty, pretty young thing. I'ma ask her to take my hand, head to the floor, and we gon' dance. And when we get there,